show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. It is a, it's turning into a fairly nice day in parts of Saskatchewan. There was some light rain this morning in Saskatoon. It's made way for sunshine now. I know windy and gusty in the southern part of the province, maybe going to see some showers. That's kind of been what's happened throughout the summer this year. It's been literally one day you can have almost everything from intense hot heat to gale force winds to a little bit of smoke and then throw in some rain. So that's just been the summer of 2025. Well, I just did a bit of a precursor there to talk a bit about the Delisle Sports Dinner, which is coming up on Friday night. I'm always pumped and excited for this event. They put on a world-class event. They get hundreds of people out to this. They bring in some great names. If you are an NHL fan like me, grew up loving the game, watching the game, let's face it, that's a big part of our culture in this country, in this province, then the Delisle Sports Dinner is something that you will love year in and year out. When I first saw the picture for this year, I was pumped up and excited to see the names they're bringing in. They've got four NHL greats, some of which have ties to our province, all of which were players that we watched throughout the years. Matthew Barnaby will be at the event on Friday night. Kevin Kaminsky will be at the event on Friday night. Joey Kosher and Byron Bitts. So with that, I was super excited when I found out that we were going to have a couple of these guests join us on the show. And so joining us today, we have former Canadian NHL great Matthew Barnaby joining us. Matthew, not yet in Saskatchewan, but going to be here shortly. Matthew, thanks for taking the call. Oh, that's my fault, I think. Have I got you there? Have I got you still with Matthew? Are you there, Matthew? All right, we're going to work on getting Matthew back on the line. I know we were having a connection problem. But joining me in studio, Kevin Kaminsky. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Evan. How are you doing?
Good. Good to have you in studio. Matthew, have I got you there now?
You got me here. Awesome. You got me. It's damn Quebec. That's why I stayed in Ontario. Saskatchewan.
Lost in translation.
Late again.
late again to another.
So your phone is cutting out a little bit, Matthew, so we're going to try and stay on top of that. But maybe I'll start with you, Matthew, because I'm sure you get all kinds of requests to do these types of events. What was it about this fundraiser in Saskatchewan and Delisle on Friday night that you thought, yeah, I'm going to add that to my agenda?
Well,
We got some phone issues. I'm sorry to say this, Matthew. Maybe I'll tell you what.
Speak English.
Can you, Adam, can you try? I'm going to put Matthew on hold. Let's try and get him back on the line and see if we can get a better connection. I'm chuckling because, Kevin, you're throwing out the barbs already. It's been 2 minutes on the radio and you guys are at each other.
Wow. We go way back. So, it's always fun to, and I tell you what, we had Barney up in LaRange for our parent weekend, and what a great speaker and a lot of great stories, and what a competitor he was when he played, and just a super human being.
Kevin Kaminsky is joining us. Killer. Do you still get that nickname? Do you still, you walk by, people shout that out to you?
Oh, yeah, all the time, all the time.
But you were, so you grew up in rural Saskatchewan, born and raised Churchbridge area. Was that your MO in minor hockey? Were you an enforcer out there then?
No, not really. No. I mean, I used to rack up quite a few points, but I did like to play physical.
Yeah.
I think I got called up to the Churchbridge Imperial senior team a couple games, and when I was 14, and did fight both games. I like that side of the game.
Yeah.
Now the way my body is, I wish I would have used my skill a little bit more, because he's sometimes tough to get out of bed.
I was going to say, you probably feel the aches and pains from that. So in anticipation of you being on today, Gerald Bowman, who works in our newsroom, just popped into my office before I went on air. He said, you got to go on YouTube, look up Kevin Kaminsky, Ty Domi, 1989 Memorial Cup. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, that's a good... So, I mean, do you have a memorable fight? You've been in a few. Do you have any that stand out?
Well, that one for sure. And I still get that when I'm downtown or people
do
see
you?
Me. And
yeah,
they always bring up the Ty Domi Mem Cup fight. When I guess Bob Probert as
right.
well, I
yeah.
I was sitting in my stall, and we were in Chicago then, and I was rocking back and forth, and Ole Kolzig said, Killer, you okay? I go, yeah, but tonight's the night. And he goes, what do you mean tonight's the night? I said, I'm going Proby. And he goes, no, you're not. I said, yeah, I got to say I fought the legend and went out and did so.
Yeah, it's and, you know, I always get a kick out of it. I mean, I'm asking you the question. You watch hockey players, and I can picture some of the fights that I watched you in the NHL. You go to the box. You're almost having a pleasant conversation with the person who you're just duking it out with. It's kind of that mutual respect.
Well, for sure. I think some players you hate a little bit more, but, you know, and some aren't so pleasantry exchanges, but that's just hockey. But, you know, sometimes it's a long fight and a good fight, and you just say, great job, and or let's go do it again, something like that.
Call me biased in this, but we were just chatting off air. I grew up in small town Sask. You grew up in small town Sask. I like to say the heartbeat of our province beats through small communities, and we're going to see that on Friday night in Delisle. Talk about your upbringing in a small community and how that helped you through your hockey career.
Well, definitely. I was very fortunate to have great parents, mom and dad, who are both gone now, but you know, dad coached me, and they both always supported me. You know, and I think the one year dad was coaching my brother in Bantam, we were in Pee Wee. We won provincials in Pee Wee. Then I also played up some games in Bantam, and we won provincials that year as well. But then there was another guy, Huey Scobie, who was a scout for the Saskatoon Blades, who was right from Churchbridge. He really helped me along a lot, you know, during my career, and just a great ambassador to me, and you know, he just you know, led me straight, and it's not a sprint, and you know, just keep doing the work and get there when you get there. And I think today a lot of kids think they have to be there. There's only so many guys who are like McKinnon and McDavid or Mario that make the NHL at 18, you know, that and dominate. You know what? It's not a bad thing to just keep playing. I know when I played AAA Midget Blazers, I made at 15. I lost the scoring race by 2 points. I made the Blades at 16, but I told the Blades I want to go back, win the scoring race. Plus, I needed to get my schooling. I wasn't a very good student, and they practiced only at 1:30, so I wouldn't be able to graduate on time. So I stayed back another year, won the scoring race, won MVP of the league, and plus I got my schooling. And then
that's impressive for a young fella to be thinking that way. Good on you.
I know my school, and so I had to stay back.
No, that's so awesome. Kevin Kaminsky is my guest, played, of course, in the NHL, drafted 1987, played for Minnesota, Quebec, Washington. So growing up, you know, I know that all young hockey players in Saskatchewan or wherever, you're playing shinny on the street, maybe you're playing in organized hockey at the rink, you're always emulating someone. It's your eye. Who was it for you?
Well, we were just talking about the Islanders. Brian Trotsky was one of my idols. Yeah. I still think he's the best two-way center or 200-foot player to play the game. He did a lot of the dirty work for Bossy, and he was physical, great on faceoffs. Did all those little tangibles that people don't see. And then also growing up with, you know, here in Saskatoon watching, but I did get to play with him 5 games, Wendell Clark. And, you know, just like I said, those guys, even earlier, I guess it was, you know, mostly we watched on Hockey Night in Canada, the Montreal Canadiens or the Toronto Maple Leafs. So you emulate some of those guys playing street hockey with your brothers and friends and all that stuff.
Sure. Well, you had a great playing career, but you have really carved out a great career for yourself coaching. You have made a number of stops. We were just chatting off air. You've been in some beautiful, from a climate perspective, beautiful parts of the world. Now you find yourself in LaRonge. Talk about coaching and what is it? What do you get from coaching that drives you?
Well, it's just the development and where they come from at the start of the season to where they finish. And then also when they turn 20-year-olds, you know, they get that opportunity to either go play pro, or they get to go, you know, to college and further their career. And you know, get to see them, you know, win championships and then they move on. And whether it's hockey or whether it's just a great job, in the real world, you know, I'm very proud of all that, stuff. I know hockey's part of it, but to try and teach them and, develop them as a better person, on and off the ice as well. And that's, you know, you just, I've been through a lot of wars and a lot of difficult things myself, and now you can help these young kids to mature and you know, get ready for real life, whether it's hockey or not.
So I'm curious, Kevin. Kevin Kaminsky is our guest, former Canadian NHL hockey player. I mentioned played Minnesota, Quebec, and Washington. So we see, we just talked about the Islanders. Patrick Waugh, head coach of the Islanders now, he's a goalie. So you could ask Islander player, what's it like to play for a goalie? No matter who's behind the bench, if you've had a playing career, you know part of the game very well. What's it like for your players to play for an enforcer?
I think I'm very fair. I'm pretty black and white. All I ask is, you know, in practice and in games, give me your best 60 day in and day out, and you'll get rewarded. But if you're whatever, not if you're dogging it or having a tough time, right, then you know you're going to have to sit in the stands and learn from that. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way it is. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I as an enforcer, like I said, I still think, like I said, I want our teams to be physical yet disciplined. But I think I had that other side where I put up some great points, American League point game, point a game, and same as in with the Blades, had some great years. Like I said, I want, especially in today's game, I want guys to use their speed, their skill, their creativity, and just to, like I said, make things happen. Like I said, I don't want you to be robots. Mm-hmm. You're playing the game. You got to take what's given, seeing what's out there, and make plays when you can.
Kevin Kaminsky, building young community leaders on the ice and off the ice, which is always impressive. I'm so looking forward to Friday night. You never get tired of this, Kevin, going out and doing these types of community events?
Well, you know what? You don't, as you get older, you don't do as many anymore. Mm-hmm. So I really cherish this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was very fortunate. I think I was at Fun Motors golf tournament, Mark Lepke's, and Ken Trainer came and asked me if I'd be up for coming to, sure, to Delisle. And yeah, I was like, heck yeah. I said, yeah, I love this stuff. And like I said, then you get to see, like I said, I've got to know Bitsy and Barney very well. And you see Joey once in a while. I know he lives in Detroit, yeah, but again, you grew up watching Joey,
sure,
with the Blades, and we played ball together on the toughest fastball team.
That's going to be a question that I'm going to be bringing up on Friday night, because there's some heavy hitters, and you can put that in a couple of different contests.
Right, and I got a story we got to tell about the Mem Cup in 2013 in Delisle as well with Joey.
So, okay. Well, I know there are a few tickets left for the Delisle Sports Dinner. It sells out every year. It will probably, by the time you and I are off the air, those tickets will be snapped up. But this has been great. I appreciate you, Kevin, taking the time to come into studio. I appreciate and love the fact that you're a leader from Saskatchewan who has done so much for the game, not just through your play, but through your leadership, through your coaching, advocacy, all of this stuff. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Evan, for having me.
Kevin Kaminsky, one of four NHL players that'll be there on Friday night in Delisle. You can, as I mentioned, if you go to the Delisle Sports Dinner Facebook page or even the town of Delisle, they have a web page. You can go there and it'll direct you on to where you can get tickets as well. And I'm glancing at the text line. There's lots of people saying, ask Kevin this, ask Kevin. So we'll be putting together a list of questions for Friday. We could probably have Kevin in here for a full hour. We'll have to look at that in a radio segment coming up. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Sorry to be able to not keep the connection with Matthew Barnaby. He is actually he's got a cottage in Quebec, so it's in a bit of a remote location. When we chatted off air, it didn't sound like the connection was great. We tried to reconnect a couple of times and we just couldn't get it. So we Maybe we can get Matthew on the air another time, but we did have a good conversation with Kevin Kaminsky, who is just such a down-to-earth guy. I'm always so impressed when you meet, you know, you watch these guys growing up, you watch them on the ice, and I say that. Kevin and I are probably close to the same age, but I mean, I remember him playing in the NHL so well. And then you meet him and he's just like, honestly, one of the nicest guys. You can't imagine how many times the helmet was ripped off, the gloves were dropped, and he was going toe to toe, as you talked about, with Probert and Domi and Domi and some of these big names in the NHL. So that'll be part of the conversation that we'll have in Delisle on Friday night at the sports dinner. And yeah, it'll be good. Matthew Barnaby, Kevin Kaminsky, Joey Kosher, and Byron Bitts, the four NHL stars that will be there in attendance. We'll do a bit of a Q&A. We'll ask a number of questions of each of them. We're going to have them all up on the stage at one point all together. And of course, there's always lots of opportunity for the people that are there to get autographs, to meet them, to shake some hands, those types of things as well. We're going to stay on the sports theme. And when we come back, we know the Je Canada Games are happening right now in Newfoundland. We also know that there's a couple of things that are making it a little tougher for our athletes. Number one, smoke is bad there. The wildfire conditions are burning just outside of St. John's, so the capital city where the games are happening. Evacuation notices are happening in communities around there. And now on top of that, with this Air Canada flight attendant strike, some of the athletes and the coaches and the families that are lined up to go out there in the next week or so have had their flights canceled. So lots going on. We're bringing the chef de mission, Greg Perreault, joining us from Team Saskatchewan's group in Newfoundland when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.